Let me welcome all of you affectionately. I see so many of you who are known to me. I see Neelamvara. Is your daughter your own daughter? Sorry?
Manik.
Gauri,
yes.
I prayed for you so many days, Gauri, and now you are good. Hari Bol. Yes, so Hare Krishna, I'm very, very glad to welcome all of you. Perhaps you know that these Sangha Melas, or the festivals which we have in between the old and the new years, they have a certain history. We have we are now Guru Hari, do you remember? This is maybe the 10th or 15th or 20th, more. Many, at least 20 such festivals we had, and they are a little bit, we want to create a special atmosphere in these festivals. See, the time in between the years is usually a time when people stop in their tracks. They stop what they are doing. Businesses close. In old times, there used to be snow, but because it's not here, we have created this for you here. And the snow would require the people have different forms of transportation. They had sledges with horses. Everything slows down really after Christmas and before the 1st of January. And in old times, this slowing down time was really necessary. It was not something that was unwelcome. It was necessary for something new to take birth. See, the circles of the times, the seasons, I wanted to say, they all bring a certain gift with them. And this is in the midst of the winter season, when there's a blanket, a white blanket, when the climate changes, we're not there, that were spreading over nature. It could be called almost a blanket of death, a shroud. This is the English word. Shroud means what you put before a person, what you put on a person who had just laid down to give up his body. So in some ways, yes, the old year comes now to a stop. The old year lays down. And there's a reincarnation in the new year. You know, we take birth again. We start something new again in the new year. And for sure, this should be something that is better, something that is more inspiring, something that is more compassionate, perhaps. So this was the old times. This was the idea of the change of the years. And we tried to create something similar during the Sangha Mela festivals. There were, in the beginning, festivals which were done only, you know, there were local festivals for the German Yatra only. But then we expanded the idea of the Sangha Mela festivals. And what we really try in these festivals is to create a spirit of a new beginnings. You will see at the end of my presentation, I will guide you into a meditation. I think I have everything here. Yes. My little orchestra came along. I will guide you into a meditation and help you to come to new beginnings, perhaps. So this is the idea. It is a program where we become a little bit more reflective, a little bit more thoughtful about our lives. A program where we put the pause button and try to get new impulses and inspirations for the next year. I think you will agree with me. The world needs urgently some changes. But these changes only come when individuals change. So we try to get inspirations and courage and visions here during this time that help us to change. Good. To do the changes we need to do in our lives to move forward. Good. Chirag. Some of you are already falling asleep when they hear the word. I know when you say in the market, in our movement, change, everyone falls asleep. Or when you say, let's chant japa. We are very known for our spirituality. This is not something to laugh, it's something to cry about. You don't know when to laugh and when to cry. Good. So we will start now chanting a little bit, and then I will give my explanations. Perhaps there's someone who can give me a Bhagavad Gita with the verse 1858 opened in the book. Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Thank you.
Vihare. Konya Vihare. Gopi Jana Vallabha. Giri Varada. Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Varada. Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Nandana Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Nandana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihare Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna Hare Hare Krishna Krishna Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Gauranitai, Jaya Gauranitai, Gauranitai, Jaya Gauranitai. Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Gaura Premanandi Hari 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 Bo. So Hare Krishna, I once again greet all of you affectionately for this opening session for our Sangamela festival. A few days ago, a very prominent person in the world opened another year. He opened a door that was closed for 100 years. And he said, anyone who passes through this door of hope will enter right into the heart of God. Who was that person? The Pope. Yes, the Pope declared the year 2025 to be the year of hope. When I see all of you coming together for the Sangamela festival, I do see the letters hope written on your forehead. You have come here with the hope to become inspired, to get some new inspirations. I know some of you have come for the good prasadam only and not more. Why do you laugh? This is sad. You should cry. There are a few who don't know when to cry and when to laugh. You need to go to therapy to heal this. This wrong value system it shows, no? But most of you have come with the hope to get some new inspirations for their lives, to get some what you call an udipan, a stimulus that moves you forward in your life. I'm a little bit thinking. There are still a lot of noisy children who are not yet engaged properly. Do we have an alternative children program? It starts probably tomorrow, yeah. No? Yes, tomorrow. So, I see them all. We have this new room, you know, where they can run, and I hope it's warm in the room, not that we put them in the cold. And if you have children here in the room who will feel a little bit restless, please do take care of the children. It doesn't need a sannyasi to remind you, no, what to take care, what to do with children. You need to take care of your children. Good. So yes, I see actually, as long as we have hope, my dear devotees, then we can improve our life and find solutions where previously we did not see solutions. The loss of hope is the death of bhajan. The loss of hope is the death of your personal worship of Krishna. So I see you have there are some hopeful persons here, and I want to congratulate you. I want to thank you. This festival or this program can only work if we have all of you here and give us your strengths and your inspiration. You all have come to this assembly to obtain nourishment for your bhakti. This, I think, is deeply driving you. You think, oh, where should I spend my time during the years? Oh, let me go to our Goloka Dham festival. No, my dear everyone, we have just completed two retreats in India. I see some of you were there. It was the Holy Name retreat and the Govardhan retreat. And in both of the retreats, we have introduced something new to the participants. Something that had in the beginning, they were not sure what this would be. It was our Alone with Krishna sessions. What were these sessions? Well, we would all go from the Govardhan Retreat Center, a long line of devotees, to the sacred mountain Govardhan. And then when we reached the Parikram path that leads to the forest, and then we said, okay, let's cross this path and let's sit under the shade of these ancient trees. And the moment you leave the path, you have to follow monam. You cannot talk any longer. You cannot talk, nor can you make a phone call. You now enter a place where you are alone with Krishna. And in the beginning, devotees felt, what will I do now? You mean I cannot text my friends? I cannot talk to my neighbor? He said, no, this is a time where you can text only one person. That is Krishna. And we gave them these beautiful little Indian notebooks, and they could write, they were asked to write for 10 minutes where they stand in their relationship to Krishna. I hear there's one little member who does not understand what I'm saying. It is quite frustrated. I wish that the mother or father of this child, please take care of your child outside this room, so that we have a peaceful atmosphere. Mm-hmm. So they had to write to Krishna. And perhaps in the first time in their life, when they needed to text to Krishna, they felt, oh, Krishna is an unknown person in my life. Then they had to stay 2 hours and address Krishna, either in prayer for reading, either in japa, or anything. And for I noticed I do this alone with Krishna every day, so it is a known fact. I looked at the people. And for the first time since they joined our institution, it became clear to them, my God, Krishna consciousness is about making a relationship with Krishna. And my God, I've done so many other things, but I have forgotten the main point. Like Prabhupada once told one of my godbrothers, see, he said, Krishna consciousness is so simple that you might miss the point. The point is, it's about Krishna. Wow! It's there in the International Society for Everything Else Consciousness. No, it says International Society for Krishna Consciousness, not everything else. So I have been busy with everything else, and I've forgotten to put my life on Krishna. So you could see when they were free writing, when they were chanting, all of a sudden, as they became aware, I need to establish my relationship with Krishna now, they became blissful. And they rose, let me say, they filled that little space in the heart, which is usually filled with the things of the world. They filled that with Krishna. And when they were doing it, their real self, their real identity, their real personality was awaking and becoming stronger and stronger. And many left these alone with Krishna sessions almost like newborn people, you know, people who had reincarnated and had found their actual life. So in this Sangamela, I want to encourage you, although we will have only short times where we meditate, the first is today, and we'll spend time with Krishna. I want to encourage you to take time out to cultivate your one relationship. I've written down here something: from time to time, every now and then, go away, go on retreat from where you can look with new eyes on your life. For if you remain constantly busy in what occupies you now, you will not see a better way, and thus lose the power of judgment. So from time to time, go some distance away, because only then will you be able to look anew and see what you have overlooked. This is a tip which one of the greatest painters of our times has written down, Leonardo da Vinci. He said, just like a painter who works at a painting steps away a little in the back like this, and then sees so much more in one glance when he looks at the painting and can recognize where there are mistakes, where the colors are in disharmony, where something needs to be taken out of the picture. In the same way, my dear everyone, you need to sometimes look from a distance on your life so that you know where the colors are pale, where you are bored, where you are dissatisfied, that you can look where are your relationships out of proportion, or here where are things totally out of balance, no? And then when you have done this, when you come back from the retreat, you find you have a new insight on your life. You will find out that you are connected again with that part in you that knows no fear because it is in contact with Krishna. And you can, when you do this properly, you can actually get a perspective for the great journey that matters, that is your coming closer to Krishna. There is a beautiful verse in the Bhagavad Gita which I have often spoken about in the last few days. I want to chant it with you. Let us have a little help here. Machita Sarvadurgani Matprasada Tarishyasi Atachet Tvam Ahankaram Nashoshasi Vinangshasi. It's Krishna speaking to Arjuna at a time of Arjuna's life where he faced the greatest challenge, the greatest obstacles in his life. It was at the beginning of a heartbreaking battle of Kurukshetra. So the Lord told him, Arjuna, it's easy to overcome your obstacles. If you become conscious of me, Arjuna, you will pass over all the obstacles of conditioned life by my grace. If, however, you do not work in such consciousness but act through false ego, not hearing me, you will be lost. And Prabhupada writes, for one who acts in Krishna consciousness, you know, being aware of Krishna, Lord Krishna becomes the most intimate friend. He always looks after his friend's comfort and he gives himself to his friend who is so devotedly engaged in working 24 hours a day to please the Lord. Prabhupada said, therefore, no one of us should be carried away by false ego, by the bodily concept of life, but we should remain conscious of Krishna. He should be in our mind. My dear devotees, if you would only know who walks beside you at every moment, there would be no fear in your heart. My dear devotees, if you would only know who walks beside you or who sits beside you, who is always with you, on whatever path you have chosen in your life, fear would be absolutely impossible. And this is what Krishna says. If you turn to me, if you hand your life over to me, at that time, I take care. I'm always with you. But most of the time, you are not with me. You are turned somewhere else. My dear devotees, if you want to step boldly through the door of hope, you need to do this one thing. Always know who is your avijñāta bandhu, your unknown friend. He is just next into your into your heart. Now, we can practice this here when we are on retreat by doing a few exercises that will help us to be to learn this art of being in the presence of Krishna, to being aware. And I want to request you. The first is you need to just have a simple willingness and openness to take a new to take on a new perspectives. A simple willingness and openness. Oh yes, let me try this. Second is, I want to request you to minimize distraction. There will be a time when I will require of everyone who comes to my retreats that they give their mobile telephones away for the time. I have not yet started it because I think I would have no one who comes to my retreat. Why do you laugh? It is said you should cry at this moment. Your values are wrong. That's why you laugh. You will hear this a few times, by the way. Minimize distraction. If you want to make advancement in spiritual life, it's very, very important to not be distracted by the wrong things. The third thing is, I would like you to dedicate to the process, programs and processes. Like when we have various programs. I think Gaurahari will tell this to us, and they are printed out. If you can come to them, this will be very good for you. You will get new informations inside. And the fourth is, outside the retreat, I would like to request you to stay in the high vibration. That is the way we used to talk 50 years ago. Now we would say to stay on the level, stay in the consciousness that is created. No, keep on talking about spiritual things. Talk to each others about spiritual things. Serve each other. Help each other to go, meet new people, ask them questions, have confidential exchanges. All this, willingness and openness, dedication to the processes and programs, and also outside, surf and keep the energy high. That will help you to meet Krishna, actually, to feel his presence. So this is something I would really beg you to do. I will close my session today with a simple exercise. I want to just announce we will have talks based on finding your authentic path and following your calling. I have given similar lectures just perhaps 1 week ago when we were in London in the Vedanta retreat center, but I had a lot of time to think about everything, and I have brought these talks to a new level. There will be new insights. Also, for those of you, I see there are a few Hirsches here, and a few, no, not a few, one person here from London I saw. I cannot see you now. It's good for you to hear again. No, it will be good. You will find. This is important. I will do this. So we have these talks. In these talks, I hope that you will find strength to see which path you should go, and also the strength to leave behind you what doesn't serve you any longer. I also hope you will get inner directions during this time. And but I would like to remind you what you practice now. This means for the next 3 days. Is giving you an idea what you can practice later, and what you practice, that is what you become in your life. I would like to ask you a question. By the way, it would be the wrong time to laugh now at the end of the question. If you would laugh, you know, then I would really become worried for your mental health. So please don't laugh. The question is, what could I do now so that my future self will be grateful to me? That means, if, let me say, let us give a time of 5 years. When after 5 years I look back to my life, and I find, wow, in 2024 and 25, you did something and decided on something that has given me such a beautiful life. I thank you that 5 years ago, you were boldly determined to make a step in your life that brought me to where I am now. Can you follow this? Like, I'm personally very grateful that I started to see, perhaps 25 years ago, that chanting the holy name with absorption but also with devotional feelings for Krishna, that this is my main project. And I'm so thankful, because I can see my heart has softened, except for the times when I give lectures and someone laughs at the wrong point. You know, then I'm thinking, why? What are these people? Don't laugh at this moment. But otherwise, I have become very soft and very kind and so on. I can see a few other things that, for instance, I started when I was 18 to do Surya Namaskars every day. Sometimes I'm very lazy, even a week I'm lazy, but I usually return to this simple exercise. And a few days ago, a doctor who looked at my health situation said, "My God, he is so healthy. He can become 100 years old without a problem." And I thought, oh, I'm so thankful that when I was 18 years, I started with exercises. Or I'm now very thankful that I started 3 years ago to not take part in torturing the cow by not drinking milk, milk products. Now I see, wow, this ahimsa, being non-violent in my food consumption, has given so many insights about life. In other words, there are a few things in my life which I can see. They have greatly influenced what I'm now. So I'm asking myself and I'm asking yourself, what could you do in the year 2025 for which your future self, let us say, in 5 years, you will be graver and say, oh, good that I started this, because I understand what I practice is what I understood at that time. What I practice now is what I become later. So I will, in my meditation, we will now, or in your meditation, we will come, we will touch some of these subjects, what we could do so that our future self will be grateful, and it will help us to utilize our time here in the maximum way. I want to now see if I can start a meditation. Do you have enough air? Yeah, I think so. No? But not so high, no? So. One moment, we have to do here something. I have B. Is this good? What? No, no. I'm sorry, these are... One moment. Yes. Okay, I will return to this. My dear devotees, my dear everyone, we will now meditate. Please don't laugh during the meditation. That would be the wrong moment. I think by now everyone got it. So we will go on an inner journey. You can do this journey with open eyes, but it's important that you do the exercise. I will guide you into relax, but it works best if you close your eyes. Please let us sit a little straight. You can roll back your shoulders a little like this, which will open your volume, your chest volume or breath volume. And when you are ready, please close your eyes or be very relaxed and arrive in the present moment. Just settle into your seat. Be a little curious what will come now. You're here with like-minded people. Many of them practicing devotees, most of them actually. It's a good company. And bring your awareness to your heart. You can do this very easily by what is called heart breath. It means when you breathe in, you breathe into your heart. breath comes through your nose, goes down, and you imagine it goes into the heart area, no? When you breathe out, please relax your shoulders. Each time you breathe in, I will repeat for those who have small children, they might not be satisfied with this meditation, so please take care of them somewhere. Okay, so when you breathe in, breathe in into your heart space. See how the light is expanding a little. And as you breathe out, relax a little. Just, it's easiest if you just feel your surrendering to the weight. By the way, when you do this, some of you might cough. It is absolutely normal because you're now relaxing the body, and sometimes that's a reaction, so don't feel it's disturbing. It will go after some time. In into your heart space and out through the nose, and relax a little bit. In your mind's eye, see yourself arriving in Goloka Dham in this project. Maybe you came with a car. I know some of you who live here came with a bicycle, although it's very cold. Some of you came in a group, some alone. See yourself arriving in Goloka Dham. Maybe it was daylight. Maybe it was already a little dark. See yourself arrive. Then see yourself how you entered the temple room. How you stood before the seat of Vyasa-san of Srila Prabhupada and offered your gratitude to him for having brought this ancient, precious knowledge of Krishna consciousness. Next, please turn around and move towards the altar of Radha Madan Mohan. You have darshan in your mind's eye, and please see the loving, merciful glances of Radha Madan Mohan. If it's difficult due to being so forgetful of Krishna all the time, just search with your eyes the beautiful face of the Lord, and see that he looks back to you with merciful glances. And now, in your mind, tell them your aspirations, your desires for your life, your hopes for your life. If your heart is not so rich at this moment, not so full, that you have no desires, no aspirations that you can easily identify, just ask them in a general way for their blessings. Perhaps that you develop love for them. Perhaps that you awaken more spiritually. Perhaps that you learn to laugh at the right moments and cry at the right moments. Anything. Tell them your aspirations for your life. And then ask them for blessings. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare
Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama
Rama, Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Krishna,
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama.
Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Everybody please sing. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. A little louder.
Hare Rama.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama Rama
Hai-bo! Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada. Jaya Gauranitai, Jaya Gauranitai, Gauranitai, Jaya Gauranitai. Radha Madan Mohan Sridhare
you. Oh, Hare Krishna. The doors will be opened again very soon, tomorrow. I want to thank you all very much. A little summary. I was encouraging to you to use this time like it was used in olden times to step back and reflect, no? And there was a question for all of you. What could you do, put into your life, change, whatever, so that your future self will be grateful for you? And if you can isolate this will be very good. Another important point I wanted to make is, please be joyful, please don't worry, everything will come to you, because Krishna says in the Gita, if you become conscious of me, by my grace you will overcome all the obstacles of conditioned life. I'm thinking, when we were in Vrindavan, we came to this one spot where there was these very high, they looked like reeds, very high, it's not really grass, it's it's plants which reeds Schilf, we say in German language. And once when Krishna and the cowherd boys went into these reeds, a friend of Kamsa, a demon, by his magic set flames to these reeds, and the cowherd boys were surrounded by a very dangerous fire. It was very high, the flames. So Krishna, for Krishna it was no problem. He knew he could just breathe in the fire, but if he would do that, all his friends would become worried for him. They would think, this is too hot for Krishna. This is dangerous to breathe in fire. So, knowing very well the sentiments of his friends, Krishna said, please close your eyes. I will do something now. And the friends know that when someone does some magic, you don't look so carefully. So they turned away, and Krishna swallowed the fire. But when the fire, he was a demon, saw that Krishna was so kind and loving to his friends, he decided to turn himself into a nectarian drink. And when Krishna drank the fire, it was like, don't laugh now, drinking a nectarian smoothie. Yes, it was very pleasing. But now everything was full of, Krishna looked outside and everything was dark and it was burnt and it was like coal. And he didn't want to see his friends. He didn't want to see that, because his friends would think, what happened to the fire? I think Krishna drank it. And they would be worried. So by his magic potency, Krishna did another magic. First was he drank the fire, which turned into a nectarian drink. The second is, by his potency, he brought his friend to their favorite meeting place in Vrindavan. Who knows where this is? It's a particular tree. It's called Bandiravat. It's like a banyan tree. There, Krishna and the cowherd boys like to meet every day. So he transferred them. He brought them by his potency there and said, now you can open your eyes. When they opened their eyes, the fire was gone and they were in a different place. And they thought, yes, by Krishna's power, all the obstacles of life can be easily overcome. So in this retreat, we will just turn more to Krishna. No, that's always at the core. That's always the essence. There may be many paths which bring us to this turning to Krishna. And hopefully there will be one path for you which will help you to turn to Krishna, and then by Krishna's mercy the obstacles will disappear and you will see your path very clearly before your eyes. This is what I wanted to say today to you. I hope the meditation was fruitful. We will do some more in the times to come. But I always like this, to go directly to the holy place once again in my mind, then connect with the personalities, Prabhupada and Radha Madan Mohan, and then take shelter at the lotus feet. When we can do this, then our stay in Goloka Dham will be more than successful. I thank you very, very much. I think Gaurahari is ready to help you to enter the thing. But before, how do you like this? I very much like this. It is Krishna Chandra, no? The moon of Krishna. So beautiful and so So nice. May I know why is the blanket here? Is it by any chance or is it? Sorry. It is the way to go. It's the veil of Radharani. Wow. It is. There is no question. The veil of Radharani. Thank you. Good.